President Bush is scheduled to deliver a much-anticipated speech on Wall Street this hour, detailing his administration's response to a rash of accounting scandals in corporate America. The president is expected to suggest longer prison terms for corporate executives guilty of fraud. He'll also announce a new task force for the investigation and prosecution of corporate criminal activity. Yesterday, the president defended his own actions as a Texas businessman a dozen years ago. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
From Enron to WorldCom, the public has been shocked to learn of what's gone on in some corporate boardrooms in recent years. Aggressive business practices and lax accounting have cost billions in stock value, wiping out investor stakes and employee pensions, and putting tens of thousands of people out of work. And now the resulting anxiety has caused the overall market to slump and endanger the nation's economic recovery from recession and 9/11. The president hopes to allay some of that concern with his speech today. Here he is at the White House yesterday.
Let me start by telling you that I think by far the vast majority of CEOs in America are good, honorable, honest people who have nothing to hide and are willing to let the true facts speak for themselves.
But the president said a relative handful of executives have stained the system.
I'm very worried about a country that has could conceivably lose confidence in the free enterprise system. And I'm an avid backer of the free enterprise system, but I also understand that that requires trust. And we've had some destroy the trust of the American people, and we need to do something about it.
On Wall Street, the president will call for beefing up the Securities and Exchange Commission. He wants the SEC budget to be boosted by $100 million in fiscal year 2003 to pay for more investigators and to purchase better technology. Criminal penalties for business fraud would also be toughened. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt, a former Wall Street lawyer who once represented major accounting firms, has in recent weeks faced calls for his resignation. But yesterday, Mr. Bush said Pitt has his full support.
I think Harvey Pitt was put in place to clean up a mess. And he's working hard to do that. It's an amazing town where, you know, the man barely got his uniform on. Barely had a chance to perform. I mean, and now, you know, for whatever reason, people think you ought to move on.
Many of the questions asked during the 35-minute news conference dealt with the president's own actions as a director of Texas-based Harkin Energy in the years before he held elective office. In 1990, Mr. Bush sold nearly $850,000 worth of Harkin stock, just weeks before that stock took a big drop. He filed a preliminary notice of his intent to sell, but then failed to disclose the sale under SEC rules until it was 34 weeks late. When asked years ago about that tardiness, Mr. Bush blamed the SEC for losing the form. Then last week, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer blamed a mix-up by Harkin Energy lawyers. But yesterday, the president had this response when asked about the form.
As to why the Form 4 was late, you know, I still haven't figured it out completely.
But he also said repeatedly that the SEC had looked into the matter at the time and decided to take no action. At the time, the agency was dominated by Republicans with a chairman appointed by Mr. Bush's father, the first President Bush. But the president said yesterday the re-emergence of the matter was nothing but partisan politics.
And that's nothing new. That happened in 1994. I can't remember if it happened in 1998 or not. It happened in 2000. I mean, this is recycled stuff.
When asked how accounting practices used at Harkin differed from those used at the now bankrupt Enron, the president said that at Harkin there had been no wrongdoing, only honest disagreements about accounting procedures. When the SEC ruled against Harkin, he said the company made adjustments. These things are never black and white, the president said, but good prosecutors and regulators could sort out the innocent from the criminal. That was how the system worked, the president said. And today he will make a series of proposals for making that system work better. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.